Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Today we're out shooting collection 2, and we're about to shoot it in a pasture. Specifically, we wanted to highlight the Sri Lanka print, which is one of my favorite prints. It's exclusive to HOA.
That's great.
That's really good.
Chin up a bit.
Look at the view. I mean, this is amazing. I couldn't ask for a better shoot day than this. So stay tuned.
Week 2, season 3, off to an amazing start. Feels so good to have partners this time around. We don't got to do all the heavy lifting ourselves. DraftKings extending the same bet that they did last week. First, you got to download DraftKings Sportsbook, and then you can participate. Same as week 1, week 2. Bet $1, you get $200. Bet $1, get $200. You heard that? Use promo code ATHLETE. So excited about this. We got some amazing things happening week 3, week 4, week 5, throughout the entire football season and beyond. ATHLETE is the promo code. DraftKings Sportsbook is the app. I Am ATHLETE is the platform. Peace.
City of angels, try to chain us down, but society can't tame us. Granny told me gotta be safe, but we stay dangerous. You also bought a book and we already burnt the pages. Who you really gonna call when it all get crazy? Who you throwing the ball for that new Mercedes? How you gonna risk it all and do a 180? How you gonna catch that Hail Mary pass me fade? You could keep that hate in the backseat while these rappers running in place so they never catch me. Running for the sprint, but this money be everlasting. Intercept they capping, they calling me I Am Athlete.
Well, we got a lot to cover today. I'm seeing a lot of conversation in social media about NIL, right? So name, image, likeness with the NCAA.
Oh,
we got professional athletes here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how you guys feel about it. Is it hurting or is it harming the sport, especially collegiate sports?
I think they just pay everybody, really. I think it could cause jealousy if you see one of your players. Teammates pull up in a Bentley and you still eating Roman noodles. And like, some of these kids is about to get paid crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some people not. And it's going to, I think the NCAA said, instead of just causing division, I think they should just give everybody a little stipend or something. So,
I think name, image, likeness is, I'm for it, right? I feel like it was college institutions are going to treat it like professionals, right? And treat practice like the professionals, then they might as well pay like the professionals, right? Yeah. Obviously, not to the same extent, but they should get paid for their likeness and their name and all that stuff. It's only fair, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that anyone that argues against it is just, it's just a way to control like the athletes and have them in, stuck in this bubble and not allow them to just capitalize off their own name and likeness. That's my perspective, right? A lot of people, you know, don't feel that way, but for me, I think it's only fair. All right, so.
But it's like, for me, it's just another way the NCAA don't want to pay. Like, they rather let the players go make their own money instead of all the money they generate, they don't want to give out.
You said the NCAA don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay.
That's right. Another way.
Well, now they have to. I mean, I know I got into it with the NCAA back in 2009 when I made my decision to skip college and take my talents overseas. So. And then even before that, you got to go back when Sonny Vaccaro was with the O'Bannon brothers at UCLA when they stopped, you know, the NCAA games and college games and stuff like that. So I do think it's great. You got some kids that won't probably make it professionally, but they can get money from, you know, other things like tech and, you know, things like that, like education. So, but yeah, I had a little beef with
that. Is that a different conversation, though, the name, image, likeness, and paying college athletes? Is that a different conversation or is it the same thing? Because If you're telling me I can't even capitalize off my image, that's an even bigger problem than not being able to be paid. You know what I mean? I can't go sell my jersey, sell my likeness, go do autograph signings. I can't do that.
I think the concern from a lot of folks that I'm seeing is, does it create a distraction? Right. So now because really you're a college athlete, right? So you're a student athlete. So now you're a student athlete entrepreneur. Can you juggle all that? So now, I mean, Swaggy, you were at USC. You know what I mean? It's a lot going on there already.
What's going on?
How do you manage all that if you put now business on top? Now you got to have an agent. You got to be on top of your finances. You got a lot to cover.
I think I wish they had it when I was going, because, you know, it's going to benefit for the people that's, you know, that has personalities, that's outgoing, because they always going to be like the center of attention. But for me, I want everybody to benefit. And that's the only thing I don't like about, because they making it more of an individual than about the whole team. Because I remember sometimes all we had was Roman noodles. We run out of our stipend, you know, we was hustling and trying to get something, you know. So, but now it's going to be that one teammate that's going to have everything, and then it's going to have the last man, they going to have nothing. So I feel like somebody should.
Yo, low-key, work on your game. Low-key, work on your game.
That's
life.
But it ain't about
man,
that.
That's your life, though. Work on your game.
That's not life, really.
Though. I guess that's a glide path to more money, huh?
That's life, bro. That's life, bro.
But in every sport, everybody get paid.
Nah, life is, yo, if you work harder and you garner enough attention, you're going to get paid more. That's life, bro.
No.
Well, I guess from my perspective.
It's about the person, really.
Yeah,
people go after the person, not the game.
No one gonna say in life, you're not gonna say, okay, you know, you're a hard worker, you should get paid more. Nah, in college, if I'm better than you and I work harder and more people know my name, then
so
I should
I'm
get
saying, like,
I should,
the number one pick was very quiet compared to Jalen Green, was very loud. Jalen Green would have got way more money than the number one pick.
Why?
But he was the number one pick. That don't mean he's better, just mean he's more louder.
No.
The people know him. But, that's people going after a name, not most of people all the time, it ain't about the game.
People know. So if he's louder, people know him.
Thank
that's
you.
Fine. There's no
that's
wrong
what I'm
with that.
Saying. But if I'm louder, I'm coming in, and my name bigger than the number one player on the team, and I make more money than him, well, you think he ain't going to feel a certain type of way?
But why be worried about how he's feeling? That's not life. Life don't care about how people feel.
I guess
this is college.
You know what I'm saying? That's
this is college. This is young people in college.
I guess for me, I guess it's kind of the integrity of it all.
Yeah,
I guess because I feel like, I kind of agree with Swaggy because it's kind of one of those things. I guess I don't want to have to call you Swaggy. I feel like, can I just call you Nick? Because I feel it's awkward calling you Swaggy. But I guess I agree with Nick too, because I feel like it should be something structured, because I feel like it can go really far or go really low. Like, it needs to be something where the NCAA has some type of, you know,
something.
IRA or some type of 401k program where it's fair, right? Because in some ways it feels like if you're a kid and you get that money and then you don't know what to do with that money, you're going to end up right back in the same situation.
Yeah.
How much education comes with having that money? Like, just because all of a sudden we give you $10 million and you don't know what to do with it, you're like, damn, I had to pay taxes on that? I had to do all these different and now you're back in the same, now you're back at zero. Because it's really about how much money you spend, it's about how much you keep. And I think if you don't know how to keep that money, it's going to be really hard. Like, you made all this money, now you're back on broke because you're like, damn, I got $1 million. I bought the Rolls Royce, I got the penthouse,
but
now you're like,
already broke when you went to college. Like, you're already in debt.
So
it's like, so I mean.
But being in debt for $100 and being in debt for $10 million, that's another conversation.
In college? Like, who
I'm saying if you, some of these kids, they're going to get $10 million.
But see, that's the conversation. That's the conversation a lot of institutions be having, right? And they use words like distraction and integrity, right? And they throw that out there. But it's not their job to worry about your schooling. That's a lie, bro. They don't care about your schooling or your education. They just care about controlling you, making sure you stay in line.
So you don't feel that's control?
What I'm saying, they use words like, yo, you got to focus on your education. And, you know, if you're getting paid,
that's
going to be a distraction.
Because if you say this, if you talk about transition from the NFL, a lot of players will make the argument and say, well, I didn't get no education. I didn't get to do this. I didn't get to do that. So is it
come from school, though.
I'm saying, but is the education issue, if you don't get a degree, if you don't have a skill to go past when you finish the sport, is it the university's fault? Or is it your fault? Because you saying that you not going to school to learn, you going there to go play business, but at the same time you want to have something to transition to.
So
education is important.
Because
yesterday you said
that's your prerogative, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that no one else can dictate that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Institutions can't dictate that. They try to say education as a scapegoat. Hey, this is why you should stay in school, and this is why you shouldn't pay.
Right, yeah, Brandy, you didn't go to college.
Yeah,
right.
I'm about to say at 18. I felt like I got more education when I traveled the world. I went to Rome, Italy for 10 months. I had to travel 7 different countries. I was 18 years old. I signed a contract with Under Armour. I had $1.2 million. I was ready for business at that age. Like, Under Armour came in, a team overseas came in, and they asked me, was I ready? And some people are. Some kids are, and some won't. But I feel like getting paid in college is going to help you, like, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like you left money on the table, though?
I bet if...
Do you feel like you left money on the table?
No, I got 1.2. I didn't know what I was going to get.
Okay. That was true. Okay.
And truthfully, I bet if it was white kids getting paid, it won't be an issue like that.
Well, it's not, to me, it's not a white and black
issue. I'm just saying, though.
I'm talking about the NCAA. Why can't they just pay? Why can't the NCAA just
Johnny Manziel was not. He was one of the biggest athletes to ever come out of athletes.
We're talking about a small percentage, though.
I'm saying, but Johnny Manziel had the same issue a couple years ago.
Most of the cats getting all the attention, driving college sports, right? Yeah, there's quarterbacks, but most of them is black.
Yeah,
and if these cats start getting paid, that's why it's a problem.
No, let me throw something different
Instagram
out there, though, right?
Because really.
Part of this, you can get money off being an influencer.
Yeah. Right? Instagram is both, really.
So how do we feel about the fact that it might push you to be an influencer before you're an athlete? Because you can start to brand yourself,
that's
your game is terrible.
But my thing is just like, it's just one of those things, like, it just becomes so much not about the sport anymore. Like, all of a sudden, like, being a professional too early, like, that just ruins your love with the game. You start to fall out of love with the game once it because in high school, when you think about sports, you're always like, man, like, high school, that's when I've had the most fun playing sports. And then college, it starts to go away. And then NFL is kind of like, it's just like, damn, this all
is. Why does it go away in college, though? Why does it go away?
Because it starts to be about business.
Exactly. So if it starts to become about business in college, then that's why people should get paid. Because it becomes about business.
I'm saying the NCAA.
So you're saying people shouldn't benefit off their likeness?
I'm saying the NCAA should pay. Why do they have to make the individual go search his own money without them paying?
So you're saying create a baseline of money.
Yeah, create a 401k. They make so much money, they still don't want to pay. They still created a system for individual that's to go make this own money.
It's kind of like
they're making all the money off.
It's kind of like, here, shut up.
Yeah, that's what it
is.
Like.
Why can't you? But Duke, what he's saying is he's talking about basically a profit sharing.
Yeah.
You got a business, and then you got all the talent.
Man.
Yeah, but they're not taking from that pot and pushing it in.
Right?
You talking about monetizing. I don't think y'all are disagreeing.
No, I'm all about
yeah. I think what he's talking about is that why can't the NCAA pay, right? And I think it's because they know that they're going to give us the name, image, likeness thing, and we're going to be like, okay, cool. Right. We're gonna be like, okay, cool.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
But we should keep fighting for that, for sure.
I feel like the NBA, the, what is it, the NBA G League, the G League?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
take over. What is it?
The G League is going to take over from the NCAA because people are getting paid big bucks over there.
That's fine. A lot of kids want to be pros out of high school.
But my thing is just like, if you become a pro, do you ever have a discipline? And like, do you ever have a discipline? Like, it takes people 20 years to become a great, you know, woodworker or something in tech or to build something. And then like, after you get the money and you don't have the skill to have that foundation to keep that platform, then you go back into being the same thing that you were. Like, you become a creature of something that never really was incubated and never was birthed into something great. It's like, you get stuck in this mold. You get stuck in this period of like, dang, this is all I had. I got this money. I'm doing this. And it's like, when you get older, you want a discipline. You want to be able to say, I could do this. I have this skill to do this. Like, if you have the money without the skill, you get the notoriety without the skill, then it's not really, that's something everybody could do that. It's just like having a discipline. So when you get done and you transition, you can go into something and feel strong about yourself and have confidence and be mentally well. Like, I feel like a lot of athletes have issues with the mental issues is because we don't know ourselves and we don't have a time to really build hobbies or skills to help us elevate our taste, to elevate what we like. We get out the league and it's like we had this stunt growth of where people tunneled us this whole time and had us focus on lifting, getting money, and never about expanding our brain or expanding our horizons. And now we stuck and we're like, oh, the world did us wrong. But in reality, we allowed the world to do us wrong.
But on that though, Michael, like, because I hear what you're saying, but now let's take the NCAA football player, right? The college football player that gets hurt, and now done. He's cut. He's off the team. So no education, no nothing.
They cutting people now in college?
Yeah.
All right, didn't get
player, players get hurt, and then all of a sudden, I mean, I've seen dudes break their neck, and they're done.
I agree with
you.
They got
no health benefits. They got nothing.
I agree with you saying, but I think that instead of saying, hey, we shouldn't do this, I think we should do a better job as adults of implementing certain things when you're young so you know how to navigate as you're coming up. You know what I mean? So as you're going through college and as you're getting paid, there's certain programs our parents need to do better, right? Teach us more about finances, teach us more about how to cope with mental stress and all those things so that, you know, it's not something that's preventing us from taking advantage of certain opportunities that come our way.
So you can do that at 18.
Yeah. Do that at 15 to the right things in place.
With money, that's a different story.
But my whole thing is this, like, if all your self-value is in your likeness, that doesn't really equate to anything, because at the end of the day, once your likeness doesn't have the value that it used to have, you stuck with something that you can't build with that.
Like,
you used to be famous,
but
if you strike with an iron side, that's one strike. You know what I'm saying?
But
what about the longevity
the
of life? Some trees take 300 years to mature.
One thing leads to the next. Why is sports the only thing? Why is sports?
That was beautiful. But one, let's talk about this, right? So we got NFL, NBA, right? We talking about getting money off your name, image, likeness. But let's go to the personal brand. Football players, you get your helmet on the whole time, right? People don't get to see you. We've seen this walk out to the game. It's turned into a runway.
They got
to
be dancing and all kinds
We got a whole lot of swag in here.
It's hard.
Look at me.
So who's doing it better? Who's doing it better on the personal brand? NBA or NFL?
I think NBA is by default, though. It's just by default. I don't want to say they just better
at
it.
Damn, you just going to throw in
It's just by
like
default.
That?
You just gave all the reasons why, you know, they get the notoriety, right? They don't wear helmets, right? Yeah. Everyone, people come to y'all game.
More like, I just think, I feel like we just more laid back.
Yeah, we look
like, we just more like, come on, just bro. More like,
I feel like the NBA, y'all laid back, but y'all don't control the culture.
Of what?
The NFL controls the culture
of
the United States.
Of what?
The United States.
The
world.
Okay,
we're the world. Y'all not the world. Y'all, China, y'all nobody world. Even watches the championship. Oh, like, y'all the
I don't know,
the NBA championship is equivalent to a great Sunday night game.
Y'all control something. Y'all got about three people, everybody in the world.
Well, what I'm saying, though, when we talk about...
Brian out here hooping with a billion? Like, come on. Like, look what we on. Like, look what we on.
I'm talking about controlling the narrative of the United States. When Colin Kaepernick took a knee, that controlled the whole United States. There was people talking about conversations on the elevator level. Let me finish. Okay, then y'all had t-shirts on, but it didn't reach the level of what Colin Kaepernick was doing. Let me finish. Okay, we have the NFL Super Bowl. Cities fight for the Super Bowl like they do the Olympics. People put in bids. Uh-huh. Like for the NBA, I feel like the culture of how things are shaped, it goes by the NFL. Like our voices, how we opinion. Like that's just how it's been in the past, and that's how it's going to continue to be in the future. Like y'all control the culture of like maybe music or something like that, but like a global hip-hop conversation about hip-hop how to make movements or mass movements, that starts in the NFL.
Y'all had one movement.
We
started that, actually. What's his name? Who missed the flag? What's his name? Oof. The guard.
Oh, you talking about for the Bulls.
My move. He actually did it first and got killed back in the day. If you want to talk about that,
John Carlos did it first.
John Carlos did it first.
John Carlos, Jesse Owens did it first.
Come on now.
Like, come on.
Yes, sir.
San Jose State. Hello.
Sound like 1968.
Yeah. That's a little bit early. All y'all got is aggressive. Look, you got O.J. Simpson.
Right.
You got everybody that get
you can't
mad.
Bring up O.J.
You got people that get mad at elevators.
Y'all can't bring up O.J.
Y'all just be whooping everybody's ass. That's all y'all do is go around whooping people's ass.
But the point,
ready to get a club with your shirt off. Like, y'all want problems, bro. Look at me. Let me come in 6'6".
Why is that the stereotype about football?
6'6", you come in 6'6".
That's an inaccurate stereotype.
All y'all girls just drift away. You're like, nigga, come here. You want to come here?
Shut up.
What? You want to whoop your ass and you go over there. You go over there and whoop your ass.
Y'all just soft. That's it.
Y'all be flopping.
Y'all fly.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
For sure.
Hey, basketball players.
Sure. Y'all just start getting dressed in 2 weeks.
Be like this. Walking inside.
That's how you dress now.
Nah.
I will say this. It's a lot easier to do 16 looks than 81.
Because
I think, I personally think, and I'm biased, but the football players on the fashion game,
they just start killing
basketball.
Y'all getting dressed until Odell.
Y'all is killing the NBA.
Where you think Odell got it from? Where you think Odell got it from?
I don't know. I just know y'all clothes gonna be fit.
All y'all do is wear.
There's a whole lot of shoulders.
Hey man, the whole NFL wear Mary jeans. That's it. That's all y'all wear is a Mary. I can't talk to people that wear a Mary every day. Except for my man right here. He shocked me yesterday with his outfits. He's probably one of the best dressed people I've ever seen.
But all seriousness, though, personal branding, though, NBA got that, though. Personal branding, because they got the face, they got the publicity. So, you know, you just got to give it to them. You know, I think football players got to do a better job of just taking their helmet off, seizing opportunities that come their way, speaking, things like that. But obviously, by default, the NBA got that. I'll give y'all that. NBA got
that. I think we just do stuff and like people like to see dunks and all that. You see all that.
I don't think it's about the actual sport though.
Sometimes it is.
It's the swag. It's everything.
It's everything that comes with it.
Everything.
You know, I think it's the
rappers want to be hoopers. You never hear a rapper, so I want to run into somebody.
The extension
man.
I think the NBA as a whole, as an organization, has done an incredible job of making sure it's a global brand. Right. So you guys have been able to take urban culture, black culture, right, from the Allen Iversons, et cetera, and now push it globally. NFL has limitations, right? So it dominates the U.S., right? And I think as a kid growing up, we look a lot at the NFL players. But in terms of globally and being able to monetize the brand, I think the NBA has done a much better job.
I really don't. You think the NBA, y'all think y'all dress better than NFL?
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Okay.
Look, we just came chilling.
Come on, man.
Y'all best
come on,
shit,
man. Right? Come on, bro.
We ain't even coming on back.
No, don't do that.
What'd you say yesterday?
I was sitting like
this yesterday. What'd you say yesterday?
You know what that's called? Self-sabotage.
You said, hold on, I got to step it up.
That's called self-sabotage.
No, I said, I didn't know we was dressing like that. We just came from home.
Nah, all right, so who's top five? Who's top five?
Top five.
Top five any sport, best dress.
Oh, come on, man.
Rattle off. Where we at? Top five.
I mean, me, Nick, Jordan Clarkson.
Nah, PJ Tucker, the best dresser.
PJ Tucker be hitting.
Nah. PJ Tucker with the shoe game is killing.
PJ got shoes.
He killing.
I like Jamal Adams.
He said
I'm a Jamal Adams.
He got
shoes.
I like Jamal Adams,
so I think he's number one.
But he got a stylist too, though. I think if you got a stylist,
it don't matter.
That don't make sense
because if someone's the best football player, best basketball player, he got a coach, right?
No, it ain't stylist. I'm just saying, look.
If somebody got
10 outfits and they're picking it out for me, if I'm just going into my closet.
But you still got to pick which one you want to wear. He just brings it to you. He picks it out for you.
Lay it out. He said, I think you should wear this.
It sound like y'all hating.
I think Jamal is killing it.
No, but he got a stylist, so it don't count.
I think it counts.
So you dress yourself? You do everything?
I think it counts.
Pick the clothes I like.
Some people got stylists because they don't have time.
If you can't pick out clothes, you shouldn't even be in a conversation.
I don't know, bro.
Future said it best.
I don't know, bro.
What Future
Me
said?
Personally, I like
Jamal. I don't need a stylist. What? Exactly what you said.
Okay. I feel like pick if you have clothes. A stylist, it don't count. Pick out clothes like, count. I like this, I'm gonna wear this. Instead, you got somebody coming with 10 bags and wear this.
Somebody, who's best dressed? Who you giving the trophy to?
I think it's PJ Tucker, honestly.
PJ Tucker?
He don't have a stylist?
I don't know if he'll look at. He look like he's just a Southern person. So
I'm saying, no. Does he have a stylist?
I don't know if he
got a stylist.
Does he got a stylist?
He got a stylist. So you know that? You disqualified him?
Yeah, he disqualified.
He DQ'd. What? Okay. He DQ'd.
Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, for Russ.
No.
You know what? I'm personally, I love just how he don't care and he just do whatever he want. But I personally, I feel like
really, I'm the go.
Yeah, I just feel
I'm
like
just gonna lay it out there.
He's trying to make a statement.
Come on with it, Chef Alex.
We have some seafood gumbo with some crab, shrimp. Well, all right. And you got it?
There you go.
Crab, shrimp, andouille sausage, and some white rice. Got it? Everyone got it?
Now, yeah. Chef, I told you my family's in one more.
Oh, okay.
One more. Well, you keep coming with all this more pressure.
Hey, Chef, I don't understand, though. So why we're not eco-friendly. We can't get, like, a metal fork or, like, a bamboo fork.
You gotta eat it with a fork.
I'm just saying we got plastic.
We're saving the turtle.
Yeah, I'm just saying the ocean.
Chef, you gotta, this is not saving. We got a debate going on.
You really live in Hawaii?
You know we got NFL and NBA.
Yeah.
Who's best dressed?
Ooh.
Who's best dressed, and do you have a favorite?
Okay.
Be real, be
honest. I'm just giving you a heads up. I want you to rank the room. So you got to rank. Okay. You got to rank these brothers right now.
In my opinion, the NBA.
Thank you.
But that's like it's. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
Right? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because like.
Because they tall.
No. You guys are tall. Like, football players are tall, but like, I feel like it's more tailored from what I see. Because you guys do like the walk off on like.
Yeah, we're put together, bro.
Because they got stylists.
Yeah. My brother was a basketball player, so I'm always privy to basketball. And I don't play basketball.
And you date a football player.
So he can't dress? No, he can dress.
I'm about to say.
My left hand is trying to get heavy, y'all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm about to say, you about to mess yourself up. Don't do that.
But to me,
basketball
players.
Okay.
So,
who's your favorite?
Basketball player?
Best dress. Anyone come to mind?
All right. Be honest. Thank you. I'm the GOAT. I'm ready to go. I made all this.
Is it
corny
if I say LeBron James?
Oh, my God.
There you go. You said your food is trash now.
You mean she gonna say that? You said LeBron. Ashton?
What? Huh?
Y'all like Bron?
Alright, yeah. You gotta make it four. Alright, rank them. We got four. Four came in real fly.
So Swaggy is last because he shaded the Caribbean. No, Jerry. Okay. Wait, I really have to rank?
Yeah.
You don't have to rank.
No, we rank it.
I'm not going to rank.
No, we rank it. No, that's okay. Lean into that.
My okay. guy.
My, got him.
My guy. Okay. Right got him. Here. My guy right here.
Thank you.
Yep.
You can give an honorable mention. Who's number two? You don't have to do the rest. Just give an honorable mention.
Go ahead.
Brandon. Damn, you went real LA.
Okay.
The only thing I don't like about the gumbo is there's no okra in there.
There is no okra. But that's a personal preference for, like, okra gets really slimy.
But gumbo
needs okra.
It literally means okra.
It does. Oh, did you watch High on the Hog?
No, I just studied black people.
No, that's true. Gumbo does.
Who made gumbo? Okra. Where did gumbo come from?
It's an African.
Yeah. Because, well, technically, if you want to get real with it, like, everything is from Africa.
West Africa.
So, gumbo literally means okra. But it's like, now it's a southern thing, like New Orleans.
I thought it was
Holy Trinity.
What's the Holy Trinity? Do you know?
Ooh.
Let's pop quiz.
Celery?
Yeah, for
onion.
Style cooking.
Oh.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Celery, onion, and green pepper.
This brother all knowing.
My wife be cooking all the time, so she always
gets it.
And I don't like onions, and she always gets mad because she's like, "It's the Holy Trinity," and she's like, "So."
So the Holy Trinity is what, onions?
Green onions. Green peppers, onions, and celery.
That's the Holy Trinity?
That's the base of
the
recipe.
It's like the base. So every culture basically has like a base of cooking. Uh-huh. So like Italian has sofrito, and actually like Caribbean and like Hispanic have green seasoning and sofrito. So it's like Hispanic culture is onions, peppers, garlic, and then Caribbean is like parsley, onions, garlic, all of that.
The gumbo's good though.
So what is soul food?
It might be. I mean,
what is soul food?
But Louisiana though, it might be kind of you might.
I do a peanut butter.
You know, being from Louisiana is kind of, it's going to be
a like, what?
I have a roux. So you got to stir the roux for 45 minutes. And depending how dark it gets, like that's the color of your gumbo. So I always do a peanut butter roux.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Chef Alex, you did your thing again. Yeah, I mean,
again.
Thank you.
We got 3 out of 4. Now, you know, you got some haters since you done talked about some folks. So
listen.
The oxtail though.
You done had Swaggy spitting out his pool. We ain't messing with it now. Yeah, we're gonna have to make it up on the next one. But as always, we thank you, man. We appreciate you. Absolutely. So we got another one. We're talking about personal branding, so I gotta bring up NFTs. Right? So we've been talking a lot about NFTs, crypto. You guys are all investors. You guys are all futurists, right? You looking at that, it's what's happening after the game. Is anybody messing with NFTs? Is anybody dealing in that?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I am.
What are we talking about?
I have an NFT coming out with my high school highlights mixtape. I'm doing it with Baller's Life. It should be dropping probably towards the end of the year. So that's how I'm going to get into it. And then I want to bring my brand Tough Crowd. So we actually selling like physical. It's digital art.
Yeah.
But we actually selling a physical product with it. So that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I've been on lately.
Yeah, I have one coming out probably the end of August or early September. Oh, you know my memes and stuff, so I think that's gonna be pretty dope.
The famous shot I like.
Yeah. So you see, some of the stuff is dope I seen. It's with Fangible, something like that. People, what is it?
Fangible.
There you go.
So I'm really not that knowledgeable about NFTs, right? So if it's a digital copy, can't like I just download that or like screenshot it or something like that? Like I don't get it.
Nah, so it's like a one-on-one. So yeah. It would be like all my high school highlights put together, like this one tape. So I can do it like the N1 mixtape or something like that.
Right.
So we sell it digital. Like we make like copies. They might get like a autographed high school jersey or like some shoes or you got to be creative with it. And then, you know, they get that one piece and that's it.
How do you prevent people from like having duplicates of digital copies?
Well, you can't because it's only one. So whoever buys it, they can keep reselling it, and then that's how you keep making money.
Okay. My only issue with it is that I collect art, so it's kind of like I like having the piece in my house. Like I don't want to have, you know, a Nina Chanel on a piece of paper, and it's like the fact that it's in my house, it makes it, you know, better, you know, because it's like I can look at it. Oh. But I can see from an artist's perspective being able to get residual income off of it. But as a collector, you kind of want to be like, this is in your house, and like, you know, you don't want to have to get the projector out and look. And they want to show you something. Yeah, pop the art up.
They do have some new technology on that, though, now, which is coming out to display your NFT. Yeah.
At your house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At your house.
So no people.
I don't want that. I want the actual structure.
You want the physical.
Yeah, I want the physical of it. I think that makes it, I don't know, there's something about that, knowing that the person was in there doing it. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like I can understand why people love NFTs. It's the ability to, you know, it's another form of crypto, another form of currency to blow up. But then it's also feel, I don't know, I just still like, I guess I'm a purist and I like, so I like people, the idea of owning the art.
You're a purist. For
so people don't.
I love that.
People
love
don't buy NFTs just to have. Everyone buys it to resell. Is that the objective?
It's about the transferability, right? So how easy is it to transfer and track? So I'll throw out one prompt just for you guys, because a lot of people make money off the things that you guys have originally, right? Yeah. Your first sneaker, your rookie card, all of those things. But once you guys, it leaves your hands, that's it. That first transaction, you never see anything off of it. Whereas with an NFT, you can continue making it. So what happens now if your rookie card is an NFT? Yeah. And I think that's where the future is for you guys in the money, because it's about how do you continue as you build your brand, you are continuing to build the value and the profitability of that in the long term. Right, because the artist is never the person that becomes the millionaire or billionaire off of their art. Most of the time, it happens after they pass.
Yeah.
Get your money now. Get your money now.
Yeah.
So I believe it's going to be the future for you guys. And I'm excited for that, because that's yours. But now you become your own bank.
It's still not the same, though. It's like not the same as like going to the art dealer.
Right. Having a tangible
Jack Shaman and getting a Theaster Gates and being like, I got this Theaster Gates sitting in my, it's not the same. It's like the same as like, I don't know, for the artists I see it, but as like, I'm still as a collector.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as authentic as you would like it, you know?
Hey man, that's another way to make money. So.
It's just another way to make money.
Yeah. But I love what you're doing though, Brandon. You know, when you're talking about managing the digital with the physical and putting that combination, because now you have the transaction that happens right then, but then the extension.
Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of people doing that, so I feel like you're a bit ahead of most folks.
Trying to. And I'm going to do my 55-point game against Steph. Yeah, so then it'll come with the actual shoes that I wore with the jersey. So
talk the talk then. What'd you say? How many points you hit on Steph?
55.
Well, the Warriors, it wasn't really on Steph. He was on the team.
It was.
No, Steph wasn't really playing like that. It was just on the
team. That was your rookie year?
Yeah.
He's the rebel.
You scored 55 in your second game? What was it, first?
My seventh in three quarters.
That's crazy.
At 6'1".
Three quarters.
I remember that.
It took me three.
I think it was crazy. So when I had 40, he said, it ain't 55. No. It ain't 55.
Yeah, it ain't 55 and three.
Yeah.
Nah, I love it.
Nah, he's the reason why Steph ankles like that, right?
No, it's not. Nah, man.
Nah, you didn't do that.
I love Steph. We all love Steph. But you hurt his ankle, right?
Thanks a little bit. I don't know.
But I guess as a basketball player, do you feel, because you're a shooter, right? A shooter. Do you feel like the evolution of the game, of it being more European style, people are shooting? Like when we grew up, like we loved the 90s, Larry Johnson, like, you know, people coming through the lane and dunking, and it's more of a shooting game. Now, how does that, did that play more to you, or did you like that more, or do you miss the old way the game was played?
Now it's like that. When I came in, like, they used to criticize us for shooting threes that many times. It was like, they used to say he's a bad shot maker. I hated that saying.
Oh, like, say it again?
A bad shot maker. Like step backs and all that.
There's a bad way of scoring.
He shoots bad shots.
Yeah, like he'll do a 360 step back guy in his face and still like, like that's the shit
you do. That's why we keep getting that highlight of you.
But now it's like the norm, like you can shoot 20 step backs a game, so it's crazy.
So, Brad, what was your, talk about your NBA journey.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, you've non-traditional. You went a different route, and you were first with a lot of the stuff that you did.
Yeah, went to Oak Hill, came out of Oak Hill, went to Rome, Italy for a year, came back, got drafted. Didn't even play a lot that year, though. I had only played, like, maybe, like, 15 minutes, so I really didn't get a lot of playing time. But what helped me was when I went to the the workouts, like our NBA workouts, because I was so advanced. And went 10th to the Bucks, had a good run with the Bucks, made the playoffs twice, got traded, went to Detroit, tore my Achilles. And then I just started traveling around the world. And then once I went to China, I came back in 2018, started my brand. And then I just said, yo, I'm done. Like, I'm just like.
How many years you get in, bro?
Nine. Yeah.
Okay.
Nine.
So I got a question though about the, about being in Italy. What was that like though? Like, I feel like being so young and being in another country is, I really wanted to.
Yeah. How was that?
I mean, it was different. I mean, and this is when the recession hit too. Remember, Obama had just gotten in office. The recession had hit. Me and my mom, my brother, we had went over there. So it was like, you know, it was a real, it was difficult too, because, you know, we were in another country, you know, financially everything was all like messed up back at home for other people. But just to experience, like my brother went over to school over there. You know, he graduated top of his class, eighth grade. So he was speaking like Italian and stuff like that. So just the whole experience and being with Under Armour, I shot my first commercial at the Coliseum at 18. Like, you know, being able to see the Coliseum, the Spanish Steps, and all different type of stuff. So just the whole experience just made me so like well-rounded.
Pub crawls at the Spanish Steps was live.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, cheesecake and stuff every day.
Would you do it differently?
No, I would do it the same.
Okay.
You know, I would do it the same. I think just the experience was just, you know, that was my education.
Yeah.
Like that was my education to life and understanding, like, you know, overseas, you know, they just love their teams.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really about, like, you know, like they have each other and family. So it was just, you know, something different.
But was it easy for you, right? So coming from here in LA, right, and growing up here, going through what you had been through, right, mm-hmm. up at that point, now you're in a place where it's a different language.
Yeah.
It's different money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff coming at you.
Yeah.
Was it easy on you, or because you got a lot of folks that are following your footsteps, right, that want to do what you've done?
No, it was a challenge.
Yeah.
It was a challenge. I put it like that. I put everything, because I like to take risks. So, you know, I love a challenge and I love to find out a lot about myself. So that was the first time I knew what a credit card was, like, you know, going to the bank, trying to take out euros, you know, trying to get a taxi, trying to speak the language. But the food was amazing, though.
But what'd you learn about yourself then?
That I can overcome anything. Like I can overcome and, you know, I just love a challenge and I love taking risks. So whether if I take an L or it don't work, I'm going to keep going though.
Did you like the pizza there?
No, the pizza was bad.
Yeah.
No, the pizza was bad though. The pasta and everything was good, but it's like ham.
Yeah.
It's like ham.
Pizza ain't got no sauce on it.
Yeah, like nothing. No, for real.
Pizza in Brooklyn is better. I'm like, yeah. I like the pizza. Maybe it's better and I don't know. It's not,
yeah, the pasta though. Okay, the pasta was also and everything.
Pizza was not.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Would y'all ever go overseas to play football?
Where I go?
I got like a Canada league, right? Or something?
Nah, I don't think so. I didn't love football that much to be traveling around trying to figure it out. So if it wasn't the NFL for me, it would have just been something else, right?
I don't think XFL or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think other leagues is like that professional or that sexy like overseas, right? It's a little different.
I think it's like Canadian football.
Yeah,
right?
I would never did it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I didn't do it.
You gotta travel, man. Travel is good, man. It helps your mind. It helps you see other things.
No, for sure. If I would have got to travel at your age when you first came out, I think my perspective would be so broad, you know? And you just get to appreciate different cultures.
Did y'all travel like for like fashion shows or anything?
On your own dollar. So it costs a lot. So
they didn't bring you in. It's cool.
Nah.
Look, that was a dig. See, he already taking shots. You know what? He ain't shit for dollar. he just went at who was the swaggest. So he already let y'all know, man. Yeah.
I like city of angels. Try to chain us down, but society can't tame us. Granny told me gotta be safe, but we stay dangerous. You also bought a book and we already burnt the pages. Who you really gonna call when it all get crazy? Who you throwing the ball for that new Mercedes? How you gonna risk it all and do a 180?
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently. At capella.edu.